that we have to hear the chanting of the holy name. Many of us are chanting, but how many of us are actually hearing? We want to absorb ourselves with attention. Actually, while chanting, our surrender is simply to hear. Because the mind, it has so many alternatives of what to think about, what to contemplate, what to meditate upon. The mind is flickering unsteady. It wants to go everywhere, anywhere. So many desires, so many attachments, so many fears, so many aspirations. Have any of you ever experienced this while you're trying to chant? No. I'm the only one. So that is the nature of the mind. So when you just exclusively try to dedicate the energy of your mind to Krishna by just hearing his name, that is surrender. That is surrender of your mind to the lotus feet of Krishna, to be attentive, to hear. So it is very, very great priority that we actually surrender. We make an offering of our heart to Krishna through concentrating with attention in hearing his holy names. And this is how we can worship Krishna in the temple of our mind. When we actually concentrate our mind on the sound vibration of Hare Krishna, on the feet of Sri Radharani and Lord Sri Krishna. In the form of their names, we're placing the personality of Godhead on the altar of our hearts. And we're worshiping them in the form of their names through chanting and hearing. It is an offering of love. And Krishna reciprocates with our sincere effort to be attentive, to hear, and to chant with regulation.